Breaking news, university students take drugs. In many cases, that involves a bit of a lucky dip. What exactly is in that pill I just swallowed? You may ask yourself. What's being reported is something of an Australian first. Staff from the University of Melbourne Student Union are going to start handing out drug testing kits to students. Now, it's a timely, if controversial, move. The summer festival season is almost upon us. Governments and law enforcement around the country are grappling with how to handle this issue of pill testing. Dr. Monica Barrett is a researcher at the University of New South Wales Drug and Alcohol Centre. Monica, welcome.
Thanks, Jonathan, for having me on the program.
Tell us about these tests. How do they work exactly?
Sure. So the test that the Student Union and Melbourne Uni are giving out, they're quite a basic thing. Basically, you provide a reagent onto the drug, a sample of the drug, and it goes a particular colour, and then you can read through a colour chart whether or not particular drugs are present or absent in the pill. So if the target is ecstasy or MDMA, you're looking for a sort of black to purple colour from the Marquis reagent test, for example. Mm-hmm. And these testing kits can reasonably well tell you exactly that. Is it MDMA or is it not? Is it ecstasy-like or is it not? Unfortunately, there's a number of things that they cannot tell you. So at the moment, the last 5 years, there's been a real increase in the number of new synthetic substances that are on the market, and some of those might end up in pills, so as MDMA. Unfortunately, the kits won't be able to detect most of those. So they can tell people who are consuming drugs something quite important, but they're not comprehensive.
Can they also give you maybe a bit of a false sense of security?
Look, I think it's important, the messaging that is given to people when they look at these kits. So they need to understand the limitations of the kits. They also need to understand that if indeed what they bought as ecstasy tests to be ecstasy, that does not then mean that it is entirely safe. Mm. There are risks inherent to taking ecstasy in and of itself. However, I think what testing, whether it be through these test kits or through more sophisticated testing through laboratories, which is what's happening in many parts of the world, what we're trying to do here is deal with the problem of impurities and variable purity, basically the lack of quality control that is the result of prohibiting these kinds of drugs.
And that's the fundamental issue, of course, is it not? Illegality is at the base of all of this.
Yes, it is. So I've actually been doing a literature review of testing services, so testing services where people come and get their drugs tested and get the results back. And actually, I've traced them back to 1967 in the Summer of Love in San Francisco, where they were doing testing on some pills that were called peace pills that were handed out at the time.
Don't touch the brown acid.
it really went back to that time. So there's actually been pretty much 50 years. So it really coincides with prohibition and the rise of these sorts of substances over that time. And on and off, there have been these kinds of services. But they've often been in a legal grey area, so it's been difficult to sort of actually, you know, have them fully funded, that kind of thing.
You spoke before about sort of international experience, and your research has been looking at this idea of pill testing in other countries.
That's right.
Now, this at Melbourne Uni is a bit of an Australian first, but this is, of course, you know, lagging experience in other places. What's worked elsewhere?
Well, what's worked elsewhere is to, for example, I guess you can look at what's happening in the UK. At the moment, they're operating a service where they're able to go to particular festivals set up there, test the drugs that people provide to them, and they use an infrared spectrometer. So this is a piece of equipment. It's portable. It's not sort of huge lab equipment, but it can tell you much more than a reagent test kit. It can tell you there are many, many hundreds of drugs that it can identify, and it can also identify combinations. And I've been told that they're actually training this particular piece of equipment to identify purity, at least at a level that works in this context. So they're able to do that. But what they also do is they provide a brief intervention. So the person that wants to come along, you know, they're going to have to spend sort of 15, 20 minutes there getting the result, talking to an experienced drugs worker. And what they've found is that, you know, when they find out that it's not what they think it is, what's in their hand, there's a discard box, and 25% of people discard the drug. And so that's actually taking potentially more risky substances out of the market. So they're very happy about the way that that's been received in the UK at the moment.
There's a tension, of course, in what Melbourne University is proposing and the legal framework, shall we say.
Yes, there is. And look, test kits in and of themselves can be bought in shops in Australia. They can be bought online. So they're not actually illegal. Mm. The problem comes when the actual drug is involved. So I can see the way that the Melbourne Uni Student Union has done this by giving the kit and saying, you know, you'll have to do the testing elsewhere, then they've taken that problem away. However, there is an issue around liability as well that needs to be considered. And I think if they provide the right messaging that, you know, no drug use is inherently a safe thing just because you've tested it, but having tested it, at least you know a little bit more about what it does or does not contain, and then you can look at all the information available about the substance in your hand.
Yes, handing out a quick and a cheap and cheerful testing kit can get you a fair bit of media attention, but whether it's a holistic approach to the issue is probably an open question.
Yes, and when I've spoken with the people involved, they all agree that they would love to have a more sophisticated testing, but in this current climate, what they're trying to do is say, well, in the absence of that, we're going to take these matters into our own hands in the best way that we can. Mm. So, you know, ideally getting some of the equipment that they're using in the UK, getting that on the ground in Australia would be a better way to go.
Monica, thanks so much. It's a fascinating area.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Monica Barrett, a researcher at the University of New South Wales at the National Drug and Alcohol Centre, is Melbourne University. Those scamps at the Students' Union handing out drug testing kits potentially ahead of the summer festival season. I wonder how that will play out.